This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanese President Michel Aoun is calling on the cabinet to declare a two-week state of emergency in Beirut after a massive explosion early Tuesday destroyed much of the city's port, killing at least 70 people and injuring more than 3,500. The cause of the blast is unknown, although a warehouse in the area was reported to have contained ammonium nitrate, an explosive. Aoun tweeted in a statement, however, that he will not be satisfied until the person at fault is found and punished. He said it is unacceptable that a warehouse containing explosive materials could be left for years without measures in place to protect people's safety. Prime Minister Hassan Diab met with the Supreme Council of Defense on Tuesday night, expressing his support for those he calls martyrs and a speedy recovery for the wounded. He also called for an investigative committee to be formed immediately. Diab has proclaimed Wednesday a day of mourning. Condolences and support for the Lebanese people have poured in from all over the world, including neighboring Israel, which immediately said it had nothing to do with the explosion. Relations between Israel and Lebanon are tense because the Lebanese-based terror group Hezbollah is massed along the southern border with Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expressed his condolences. U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. He said, "It looks like a terrible attack." The president spoke at his coronavirus briefing today at the White House. A Lebanese television station said people reported seeing an orange-colored cloud hovering over the blast site shortly after the explosion. Experts say such clouds usually accompany blasts involving nitrates. Much of the port of Beirut was destroyed. VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan will be reduced to anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 troops by November 3rd, the day of the presidential election. Trump's remarks to Axios for HBO came as the Afghan Taliban has said its chief peace negotiator discussed the state of the Afghan peace process with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a video meeting on Monday. The U.S. military began a gradual drawdown soon after the Trump administration sealed the peace pact with the Taliban insurgency in February to end the 19-year-old Afghan war, America's longest. The United States has since reduced the number of its troops from 13,000 to 8,600 and vacated 5 Afghan military bases. The deal called for all American and allied troops to leave Afghanistan by July 2021 in return for assurances that the Islamist insurgency would prevent the country from becoming a safe haven for transnational terrorists. 17 people, including 8 children, have been killed in flash floods and by lightning in Yemen's northern Marib region. That's according to health authorities on Tuesday. The fierce storms have added to the woes of the war-torn country, which the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. 5 years of conflict has left large parts of the country in ruins. Recent storms have hit other provinces, including the capital, Sana'a. The Arab world's poorest country is also battling the coronavirus pandemic, which its healthcare system is ill-equipped to handle. Yemen has officially recorded more than 1,700 cases of the virus, including 499 deaths. However, many fear the real toll is far higher. An estimated 24 million Yemenis, more than 80% of the population, are dependent on aid for survival. That's according to the United Nations. European Union antitrust regulators announced Tuesday they'll launch an investigation into Google's plan to buy Fitbit. The U.S. tech giant is hoping to break into the wearable technology market. It hopes to buy Fitbit for $2.1 billion. Fitbit makes wearable fitness devices. A variety of groups advocating for privacy and consumer rights want to block the deal because of antitrust and privacy concerns. The EU and many other groups say they're concerned the deal will increase the amount of data to which Google has access, making it increasingly difficult for other companies to compete effectively. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can download our easy-to-use app as well. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.